Yeah, so bring the mind into the body with the concentration in the body. I would like to start the day with some verses from Shantideva. It's one verse, which I really like. Just to start today. And try to feel this verse. From the beginningless time, your mothers have cherished you. You also can say, from the beginningless time, living beings have cherished you. If they suffer now, what good is your own happiness? And therefore, in order to liberate limitless sentient beings, giving rise to bodhicitta is the practice of a bodhisattva. And what good is your own happiness? When all your kind mothers or living beings suffer right now. To try to feel this heart connection. To change the self-cherishing mind for the mind of cherishing others. You also can say to change the mind of attachment for love and compassion. Instead of what can I get, what can I do? Instead of my happiness, what can I do to make you happy? Become a concern about all living beings, and not even forgetting about one. So sink into a very relaxed body. A calm, focused mind. And with bodhicitta in your heart, the aspiration to benefit all living beings. And then be able to benefit them. Having this potential for Buddhahood. And with these conditions, definitely, and be able to benefit all living beings. So may today become a cause for us to benefit all living beings by becoming yourself like a Buddha. And even it sounds a little bit far away, but still, having this pure motivation in this way will give results, will become the cause of enlightenment by making efforts with this pure motivation. It's worthwhile to generate this. Especially may we gain insight about our true nature, our nature, the nature of our minds, for the benefit of all living beings. With this motivation, we start today, and we start with the breath, the movement of the breath within the body, which has the quality to relax the body and to relax the mind. that you remember the three conditions within your mind, the mind that meditates. At the base, a relaxed body, not in the critical mind, but with love for yourself. May you be happy. Or you get disturbed by someone else, may you be happy. And then we move to our abdomen, our belly, and for stability, for more grounding. Three conditions. One time, breathe more out, deeply out. It's the mind that meditates. Concentration point, 100% concentrated with an equanimous state of mind. And so now and then, you breathe a little bit more in and you make the body more straight. If somebody pulls the hair at the crown, this will bring more concentration, more focus. Don't let the body become tense. And then we move to the entrance of the nostrils, the doors of the nose. And don't hold your concentration object too tight, but also not too loose. For those who feel sensations at the spot under the nose, above the upper lip, you can concentrate there, which is the size of your fingertip. You can recognize that you not just can take a break, that you constantly have to adjust these conditions to keep the mind into a meditation mood, and then definitely results are going to come. You make progression. try to be mindful. And then we stretch the body. Try to hold the focus at the entrance of the nostrils or the spot under the nose. And it's very important, before we go towards the mind, is that the body is very relaxed, not tense. Because the mind is much more subtle. So when you tense the body, you go into more gross energy. Into a more gross level. By relaxing the body, you can sink more deeper, more subtle, into the body and in the mind. First, stay at the entrance of the nostrils, or the spot under the nose, to generate some more concentration. Hold your focus, and at the same time concentrate that the body is very soft, soft like water. Also the breath, there is no tension behind the eyes, in the eyes, around the eyes. Then we direct our concentration on the mind itself, on the space of the mind. So traditionally, you can open your eyes and you look to the space in front of you without attending to any visual objects. But try to concentrate on purely mental experiences that arise within the space of the mind. Not attend to that what you directly perceive with the senses, but purely mental experiences. That arise within the space of the mind. If you find it difficult with the eyes open, you can have the eyes a little bit open or even close, or you prefer to meditate. So purely mental experiences, like a thought, a feeling, a picture, memory. Just open yourself. Don't look for anything. Just be aware of the show that's going on in your mind. Just try. If you get confused, go back to the entrance of the nostrils or the spot under the nose. Just try with the information I just gave. But if you get confused, go back to the entrance of the nostrils or the spot. And then try this. Because maybe you think, where is the space of the mind? Just generate a thought. Generate a picture. Because it arises from the space of the mind. When the thought, the picture leaves, it leaves from the space of the mind. It's there where the space of the mind is. And then just watch. Watch the show within the minds. Don't grasp. Don't label. Just watch. And again, when you become confused, just go back to the entrance of the nostrils, the spot under the nose. This is not easy, what we're doing here. Don't get frustrated. Maybe come back to the spot or the entrance of the nostrils, bringing focus. And again, try to relax the body. It's very important. A very soft body. Try to bring a very strong focus, all your concentration at the spot at the entrance of the nostrils. And because we live in our eye sense, we have the feeling that the observer is behind the eyes. So bringing the concentration towards the mind feels as if you bring the concentration in front of you. So again, bring it on to the mind. But now let the mind sink into non-duality. Beyond the dualistic mind. Beyond good, beyond bad. Beyond like or dislike. We are constantly living in the dualistic mind. But now try to sink into non-duality. Still try to hold the focus on the mind itself, purely mental experiences to arise within the space of the mind. And the mind sinks into non-duality. And know that every existing energy is born within the space of non-duality. It functions within the space of non-duality. And finally will disappear within the nature of non-duality. But see how we live our life in the dualistic mind. So try to go beyond the dualistic mind, with the focus on the mind, the space of the mind. understand non-duality. We are born within the space of non-duality. We live our life within the space of non-duality. And then we die within the space of non-duality. But see how we live our life in the dualistic mind. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe something else. It confuses. It's beyond the critical mind. On the vision of non-duality. Hold the focus. I see that you sink into a more soft body that will bring you more deeper into the experience. Beyond the dualistic mind, it has been conflicting, has us deeply confused, it has forever taken away our peace. To sink into non-duality with the focus on the mind, on purely mental experiences that arise within the mind, the space of the mind. And let go the activity of mind. And just be present and just feel. Don't go into your thinking, but just feel. If you go into this energy, suddenly it feels more quiet, but also at the same time very a lot of clarity. And then we dedicate the positive merits by having done this practice. And if you didn't got any experience, it doesn't matter, it will come. But still, by making this effort, for this wish for the benefit of all beings, there's so much merit, positive energy to dedicate. So may you become a cause for us to gain the highest realization, the realization of enlightenment, for the benefit of all living beings, by becoming yourself like a Buddha, for the benefit of all living beings. So take your time to finish this session here.